अब शांति। वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस रिगार्डिंग वोल्केनिक स्टेज ऑफ योगा, बट बिफोर दैट आई वुड लाइक टू गिव द सटल डिफरेंस in between soul and supreme being, supreme soul. Baba has said that the form of soul and supreme soul is very similar, as a point of light, subtle point of light. And in the soul, point of light, the part of 84 birth is already recorded. The part is identically repeating in every cycle. But we are not having the awareness of that, because the nature of human being is forgetting, remembering and forgetting, remembering and forgetting. We don't know even in last birth where we were and what role was there, and we forget everything. But Baba is a creator, he is eternal, and he is having the knowledge of the whole cycle eternally in that supreme point of light. And because of not coming in the cycle of death and birth, he is always having the knowledge of whole cycle, awareness of whole cycle. But the difference is, whatever the seven original qualities soul have, Baba also having that seven original quality, but he is having that qualities in unlimited form. That is why he is the ocean of all the seven qualities. He is a point of light. But in that point of light, seven oceans are already there. You just imagine how powerful that point would be. He's having the supremacy of all the qualities. We are charging our soul battery, and our soul battery is discharging also. Charging and discharging. This cycle is going always, constantly. But he is the only one eternally. He is the unlimited source of spiritual powers. Constantly he is radiating spiritual powers throughout the cycle. His role is giving sustenance through his powerful form helping for recharging the soul battery, helping the souls, giving salvations, giving liberations, being a children of all the Father of all the children. He, the praise of Supreme Being is, only the praise of Supreme Being is, Satyam Sivam Sundaram. Satyam means ever truthful. He only know the truth. He only have the power of truth. We were having in golden age, but we lost that power in iron age and copper age. But he is eternally truthful. Sundaram means ever beautiful, extremely beautiful. On all the souls there are black spots of impurities. But he is the only one ever pure, ever beautiful, ever smart, ever green. He never loses his beauty. He is eternally beautiful. Sivam means ever benefactor. He is always thinking about the benefactor, giving benefactor. He is the only one in this world, the one who is always having pure feeling and good wishes for all the souls. He is a world benefactor. That is why his role is purifying the souls. At the end of this cycle, he is purifying the souls through the yoga power. Now, Baba has said that the need of this time is experiencing volcanic yoga. Only and only volcanic yoga. The time is already over of having ordinary yoga. This is already over. Finish. Why? Because there is a short time left, very short time left, and within this short time, we have to burn all the sins of 63 birth. Whatever we are having in the soul left, on one hand. And we must have the treasure of powers, unlimited treasures of powers, with ourselves, so we can help many souls in future, soon, coming future. Because we are the salvation army of God. Our role is to helping the souls, giving the salvations to the souls. And for that we must have the treasure of powers, treasure of peace with us, so we can help others in emergency. We have merciful heart. We would like to play the role of great donor, but if we don't have the treasure of powers, we cannot do anything. We want to do, but we cannot do. That is why we must have the treasure store of powers must be full before the time of emergency coming. So we could help many souls. Baba has said that without spending a shell, I want to make you king of kings. You don't need to spend any penny or a shell. But I want to make you king of kings. How that can be possible? How that can be possible? Love someone. He said, don't do anything, just sit beside me in Paramdham. On one hand, keep receiving all the treasures from me, and on the other hand, just keep donating the treasures to the unlimited souls. Just be busy in this worldwide business, spiritual business. Receive on one hand and just donate to the worldly souls. The quality of great donor can offer you the throne of king of king. Automatically you can get that status in golden age because of this quality. Yoga means recharging the battery, soul battery. Okay? We are charging this battery since we came to Baba. How long you are in Gyan? How long in Baba's knowledge you, Poland sister? 29 years. You are charging your battery since 29 years. But not yet charged. Oh, quite good. Such a use. It's a long time. 29 years. Mobile battery you can charge in 1 hour or 2 hours. This battery, Murli bhai, 29 years is spent but not yet charged. Why so much time required? Why so much time required for recharging the soul battery? 63 birth. Recharging. Acha. For this process, you must understand the secret. How really it works. How the battery of soul is recharging and how the battery of soul is discharging. How it really works. You must understand first this thing. Very subtle process. This is a very subtle process. Radha? How it works? Through connection. Yoga means connection, but how it really works? Baba is a spiritual powerhouse. We are receiving power and we are using power through the medium of thought. Through the medium of thought. Thought is a medium through which we are receiving, through which we are using. Through which we are losing. Thought is very subtle, invisible. Waves, living waves. At present, we are creating 4 type of the thoughts in our mind. First type of thought is pure thought. Thoughts related with Baba. Through that pure thought only we are receiving power. Only through that pure thoughts we are receiving energy from Baba. Only. Pure thoughts. Manmanabhava means what? Thinking about Baba. Having thoughts about Baba. Maintaining connection through their thoughts. When there is a connection, automatically collection of power starts. But how that connection we are getting? Through the medium of thoughts, pure thoughts. When our mind is busy thinking about Baba, we are receiving power. Second type of the thought, thoughts for performing action. Throughout the day, we are performing many, many actions. Busy. Through that, we are using little by little energy. Using. Psychologists already have proven that in 1 minute we are creating 13 to 15 thoughts in our mind. Roughly. Approximately. In 1 minute, we are creating 13 to 15 thoughts. And in 24 hours, we are creating 21,600 thoughts. Through that, we are using so much energy. Using. Only output. Through yoga, morning yoga, evening yoga, we are having little input, but we are having lots of output. And that's why there is no balance. And that is why battery is not charging. The energy level is not increasing. On one hand we are running, on the other hand we are using. No balance. And now if you really, really would like to earn maximum power, receive maximum power in a short time through volcanic yoga, only that can be possible. There is no way. Only through, by having volcanic yoga, we can receive tremendous powers from Baba, spiritual powerhouse, within this short time. We must check 3 things always, every day in our Brahmin life. How much is my earning? How much is my spending? And how much is my saving? Not money, but this money, this income. My earning must be maximum, spending must be minimum. By the result of that, my saving would be lot, maximum. This is the time of, only this is the time of earning spiritual income. Throughout the cycle, we are getting only once this chance. Then whole cycle we have to spin, we have to use. Pure thoughts through which we are receiving energy. Thoughts for performing through which we are using energy. Third is waste thought. We are repeating thoughts in our mind uselessly. Through which we are wasting so much energy. We feel mentally exhausted. Here on this table there is a water. I am thirsty, I want to drink that water. But I am lazy today. I create 7 thoughts in my mind. I have to drink water. But not your drink. Then when I create 8 thoughts, I have to drink water, then I start drinking. It means I have 7 waste thoughts. Through that waste thought, I lost so much energy. In this way, throughout the day, we are having lots and lots waste thoughts. Through waste thoughts, our power is draining away. Drains away. Leakage. That is a leakage. And fourth one, negative thoughts. Thoughts related with any negative, any vices, through which we are losing so much energy. Now, if we really would like to charge the battery of soul fast, then we need to stop negative thoughts. We must transform negative thoughts into positive thoughts, and waste thoughts into best thoughts, useless thoughts into useful thoughts. Then automatically our energy level will increase. Then we would reach to our perfection. 16 degrees, celestial degrees. If you want to check your stage, what sort of the stage you are having really, you can check through the pattern, watching the pattern of thoughts. You are having copper age stage or silver age stage, what sort of the stage you are having right now, you can check by observing the pattern of thoughts which we are creating in our mind. If still I am having sometimes impure thought, means I am having copper age stage. I am in copper age. But I am really free from impure thought, means I am having silver age stage. Always having pure thoughts and powerful thoughts and positive thoughts means golden age stage. Now, if you really would like to experience volcanic yoga, why the name of this yoga is volcanic yoga? Because when volcano erupts from the soil, the lava comes out, the temperature of lava is extremely high, very much. And in that lava, any hard things can melt within no time. Any piece of stone, any piece of iron is melting within no time. In the same way, volcanic yoga means fire up yoga is really powerful, it's extremely powerful, and in that powerful volcanic fire of yoga, our hardened sanskars are melting away. Our sins are burning away. We are getting free from all the dirt which we are having 63 births. This is the time of getting free from the burden, past burden. That is a subtle burden, which is not allowing us to enjoy this Brahmin life. The Brahmin life is the most elevated life, but we are not enjoying this life. Why? Because of having this burden on our head. for having the experience of volcanic yoga. First aspect, we need to experience very deep and powerful soul conscious stage. Very deep. Very deep means we must not have the awareness of the bodily kochum. We must be free from this kochum. We must be detached from this bodily dress. I am just point of light. My true existence in this world is just a point of divine light. Deep experience of deep soul consciousness means we must get lost deeply in the self. Because as much we are experiencing the deep stage of soul consciousness, we can experience all the seven qualities nicely one after another, and we can experience wonderful aura of divine love surrounding us. We can experience that. I, the soul, is surrounded with a wonderful aura of divine light. We must increase the experience of deep soul consciousness. As there are stars in the sky, I am living star on this world globe. I descend from soul world in this world, I play my role one after birth after another, and I am returning to the home. You just visualize very clearly your eternal form, point of light, very clearly. Experience that. Body is just instrument. I am free from this instrument. I am just playing this instrument. But I am just point of light. Body is just matter. And powerful soul conscious stage means I am master almighty soul, or I am master son of knowledge, or I am a powerful soul. You must have such type of the powerful awareness of soul consciousness. This is very important aspect. Why? Because when we are having powerful soul conscious stage, we can absorb tremendous energy from Baba powerhouse automatically. We can receive lots of powers from Baba. If you would have ordinary consciousness, soul consciousness, we can receive little bit power only little power. That is why specially at Amrit Vela or in evening yoga, we must maintain such type of the powerful soul conscious state. I am not only a soul, but I am our master almighty soul. I am powerful soul. Second aspect. For experiencing volcanic yoga, our mind and intellect must be full with godly intoxication and godly happiness all the time. Mind and intellect must be full with joy, full with happiness, and full with godly intoxication, spiritual intoxication. Then meeting with God would be wonderful. You will get wonderful experiences in meeting with God in yoga. Why this is important aspect? Because when we are having very good spiritual intoxication, our mind and intellect is going beyond this old world automatically. Otherwise, our mind and intellect is wandering in this old world. When we experience very good intoxication, our mind and intellect is becoming very light and happy, then automatically our mind and intellect is going towards Paramdham and being with Baba and having easy connection with Baba. We don't need much efforts for that. Easily we can maintain connection with Baba. Otherwise we have to work hard. We have to struggle. But how can we maintain godly intoxication, spiritual intoxication all the day long while playing our role in laukik world, laukik job, Baba job? How can we maintain that spiritual intoxication? Huh? What we have to do for that? Huh? We want to maintain, but how can we maintain that? Huh? Huh? Relationship with Baba. Huh? Murli. Australia. How can we maintain spiritual intoxication all the time while playing our role in laukik world also? Huh? Practice and train. Drill. Sisters, Nimit Pao, Karam Yoga. Keeping joyful thoughts. When we remember experience, past experience, we can maintain. Very good yukti for that is remain sitting always on the throne of self-respect, which Baba had given us. Always keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect. Never lose that throne. Never lose that seat. Baba had given us that. When you are sitting on that throne, easily you can maintain wonderful spiritual intoxication. This is the secret of elevated stage of yoga. I'm not only a soul, but at something, I'm a world benefactor soul. I'm not only a soul, but I am the selected by God. I am the instrument of God. I'm right hand of God. Maintain very good self-respect. Self, and respect. These are the two words. Self, who am I? Respect, how am I? Who am I? I am a soul. But how am I? I am a very special soul, selected by God Himself. He select me out of millions and millions souls because I am having special qualities which He really needs in His task of elevated task of establishment of new world. That's why I am very special soul. I am elevated soul. How do you know that you are having really self-respect? You are experiencing godly intoxication. How do you know? How can you check? If you want to check. From your eyes you can experience. If you are having ordinary awareness, your eyes would be very ordinary. But if you are having really very good intoxication and very nice experience of happiness, your eyes would be changed. Automatic. From the face, especially in eyes, anybody can observe the degree of intoxication, spiritual intoxication. When the alcoholic person drinking alcohol, you can watch from his eyes. He is gone. He is not here. From eyes you can observe. He is having intoxication of alcohol. In the same way, when we are having very good intoxication, spiritual intoxication, very high intoxication, automatically our eyes would be very special. Simple test, quick test. You can experience. Contrast, you can observe contrast, quick. Having awareness of ordinary consciousness, your eyes would be very simple. And when you are changing, maintaining elevated consciousness, changing. Everything is changing. In history hall, you go in history hall and observe Baba's, Brahma Baba's photo. When Shiva Baba enters in Brahma Baba's body when he was 60 years old, from the day first, he was always having the intoxication of Narayan. I am going to become a Narayan. He is sitting like this lion. I am going to become a Narayan. You can see Baba's photo in history hall. He's just sitting. From the day first, Baba was having that intoxication of Narayan. Till the end. Samskar. He created that samskars by maintaining that higher intoxication. That's why I learn, how can I give respect to myself? Give respect to yourself. Don't expect respect from others. But give respect by yourself, to yourself. You are a great soul. God has selected you. You are not ordinary. Out of millions and millions souls, God select you. How wonderful is this? And God's selection is a perfect selection. Human selection may be perfect, may not be perfect. But God's selection is 100% perfect. Dadi Prakashmani has said in last days, If you really have respect for Dadi Prakash Mani, or if you really would like to become like Dadi, you just become the embodiment of two words. Only become the embodiment of two words. Soman and Sanman. Self-respect and give respect to everybody. These are the two words. You can become like Dadi. Mean become the embodiment of two words. Self-respect and give respect to others. Give respect to everybody. Whoever is coming in front of you with generous heart, smile and give respect to everybody. This is a sign of world benefactor soul. Everybody feel belongingness. I know this person. We are together. We are brothers. This is family. We are the part of this family. We must have that feeling. That's why I maintain pure feeling and good wishes with smile. I received yesterday one SMS from somebody. How do you know that you are fully dressed? How do you know you are fully dressed? You put your dress already. And if smile is not on your face, it means you are not fully dressed. If smile is on your face, you are fully dressed. Yeah, this is a fact. Because face is a mirror of our mind. What is going in our mind, anybody can watch on your face. You cannot hide. Your mind is happy. Reflection of your happy mind would be on your face, happy face. If your mood is not good, anybody can observe on your face. You are a sample of Baba's museum. You are a sample. You are an example. You are a showpiece of God's museum. Everybody must watch, observe some smile and positive on your face. Because you are creation of God. Direct creation, direct adopted child of God. And He is showering this garden every day with the shower of knowledge and with the shower of yoga. He is expecting that if the flower, every flower must be blossoming flower. Third aspect for experiencing volcanic yoga, we must have the experience of deep and powerful God consciousness. Deep and powerful experience of God consciousness. We must go in a peace palace paramdham and we must sit very close to Baba and we must observe very closely Baba's beautiful form deeply and closely how really Baba is. Just observe His form. How Baba's personality is, how Baba's mind is, how Baba's intellect is, so pure, so clear, how Baba's sanskars are, how Baba's personality is really. You just observe Baba's form closely. Visualize very clearly with the third eye of intellect. Baba's form is so beautiful, is so generous, is so wonderful, is so loveful, is so humble, Just enjoy Baba's palm. Visualize clearly. And on the other hand, experience Baba's powerful form. His ocean of powers. His unlimited source of spiritual energy. He's unlimited source of spiritual energy. He is a son of knowledge. He's really powerful. He's extremely powerful. Why is powerful? Because his vibration, the waves of the powers are radiating throughout the three worlds automatically, constantly. The rays of this physical sun are just radiating in one world, but the rays of spiritual sun, they are radiating throughout the three worlds constantly because he is really powerful. He is really powerful. In abroad, when there is sunrise, very clear sun, the people are running away. They are leaving everything, job, task, this and that, and running. For what? For what? Having sun bath. They are just lying in sunlight and enjoying sun bath. Going out of the room, out of the house, and just sitting in the sunlight and enjoying sun bath. They are receiving vitamin D from the sunlight. The skin is becoming powerful. The immunity of the skin is really getting resistance powerful. In the same way, if you really would like to experience spiritual sunbath, you must come out from your bodily house. Go beyond body consciousness and sit in company of Baba. In Paramdham. And just be there. Just be in his company. And enjoy spiritual sunbath. Receive lots of powers from Baba. What are the golden moments in my life? Which are the golden moments in my life? Huh? Yes, Holland sister. Experiencing you. Sambhat. When I am being in the God's company, when I am being in the company of God, these are the golden moments of my life. I am enjoying His wonderful company. Just increase this number of these golden moments in your life. He is the best companion and you are enjoying His wonderful company. Just be there. As long as you can. And when you are sitting in Baba's company, then automatically your heart must overflow with true godly love. Your heart must overflow with true godly love. Then the connection with Baba would be wonderful. Baba has said, experience oneness with me. Stay combined with me. How can we experience? Love is a powerful magnetic power. Love is a powerful magnetic power. Because of that magnetic power, we can experience oneness with Baba. Combined with Baba. Get lost deeply, get lost deeply in the ocean of love. Automatically that lawful stage can convert in a powerful stage, because he is on one hand ocean of law, on the other hand he is ocean of powers. Baba has said that I came after such a long time, after 5,000 years. I have to share my love with God only. Why? I don't want to share my love with any physical being or with any physical thing. Only and only I want to share my love, true hearty love, with the God, with my sweetest Father. Only. Why? There are 5 reasons. Write down. Write down. We must have that realization. Then only we can transfer our true hearted love to us. First aspect. Why I should share my love with Baba. First aspect, God's love is only reliable love. Human love is not reliable love. Only in this world, you can trust only God. You cannot trust any human being. God's love is only reliable love. Second aspect. Only God's love is everlasting love and unlimited love. Human love is limited love. But love not everlasting. Can last anytime. When great finish, love finish. But God's love is unlimited love and everlasting love. Third aspect, only God's love is uncomplicated and unconditional love. Human love has lots of complications, lots of conditions. They are getting married and then same time they are giving divorce and this and that. Lots of conditions. You can see the situation of the world. Only God's love is uncomplicated love and unconditional love. And next one, only God's love is purifying the soul. Human love is not purifying. We are getting down. Degradation is there. Only God's love can purify us. And next one is, only God's love can take us beyond this impure world towards the holiest and highest place. Only God's love can take us beyond this old world towards the holiest and highest place, Paramnam. Human love is, our intellect is wandering here and there in this world by sharing the love with human beings. That is why confluence age means sharing love with God only. Throughout the cycle, we have to share love with the souls. We share and we have to share. We will share. But now, only with Baba. Business of my love is only with God. This is the sign of sensible soul. Yogi souls means what? Crazy for God. Having tremendous love with God. Only and only God. the significance, the secret of volcanic yoga is this physical sun is really powerful, is always radiating physical energy in this world, but the sunlight cannot burn the piece of paper directly. Cannot burn. If we really would like to burn that piece of paper by sunlight, we must take the help of magnifying lens. Without that, you cannot burn the piece of paper. When we want to burn the piece of paper, we are sitting in sunlight with the magnifying lens holding in our hand. We are receiving the sunlight. The rays of sun are passing through that lens, and when the rays are passing, they are becoming powerful laser beam, laser rays, and that powerful rays are concentrating on one point on that piece of paper and creating tremendous physical energy, and that physical energy is turning in a form of the fire, and it, by that fire, that piece of paper is burning away within no time. The significance of holding lens is necessary. The lens must not shake. The lens must be constantly unshakable. Otherwise, that piece of paper cannot burn. In the same way, the intellect is working as a lens. Just visualize Baba. Focus the eye of intellect on Baba and hold that lens on in that sunlight and receive is your light and might from Baba, rays of powers from Baba, then automatically when that rays of passing through that lens are becoming really powerful laser beam rays, and that laser beams rays are focusing with the full concentration on a soul that creates tremendous spiritual energy, and that turns in a volcanic fire of yoga, and in that fire of yoga, our sins are burning away. Concentration is very necessary. We must not shake the lens of intellect. There must be full concentration, must not be single person distraction. Then only we can receive tremendous power from Baba. And we can experience fire of yoga in that yoga. Yoga is a fire. Once we ask questions to Baba here in this hall in 86, Bab Dada, Baba, how do we know what are the sign of powerful yoga? How do we know our yoga is powerful or not? Baba has said that there are two signs of powerful yoga. When we are having powerful yoga, the yoga we are experiencing as a fire. And in that fire of yoga, our sins are burning on one hand. And on the other hand, we feel very light and we feel very happy. Light why? Because our burden is going away. Happy why? Because we are progressing towards our destination. That's why we are becoming happy and light and happy. These are the two signs of powerful yoga. That is why, especially at Amrut Nectar time, Amrut Vela or in evening yoga, we must maintain such type of the concentration and we must receive tremendous power from Baba. Really powerful yoga. With full concentration. Clear? Any question regarding this aspect? If anybody have any question regarding volcanic yoga, can ask. Otherwise, we will do the experience for a few moments. Sorry? थोड़ा खड़े होके बोलो ना
फ्रैक्शन फ्रैक्शन माना
friction is physically. Yoga mein friction. Because, you know, in the beginning, maybe lots of dust and lots of rust is there on the soul. That's why in the beginning, you can get that type of the experience or feeling. But when you are practicing that repeatedly, then you can go beyond these things, I think. This experience will not be longer then. In the beginning, that experience you can get. Many souls, when they are sitting in soul, they get some sharing, physically also the sharing. This beginner, those are beginners, they are having such type of the feelings. And this fraction also, in the beginning. But when you practice that more repeatedly, then that would be natural. Yeah, fire. No, when there is a fire, then automatically our sins are burning away. You can feel, oh, my dust, my dirt is just burning away, finishing away. You can get that feeling. And right after that, you feel very light because burden is disappear, going away. You feel very light and very happy also. After having operation, doctor in operation, after having the operation and you are curing, then automatically you feel happy and light. Oh, I am away from these things. My disease or my defect, anything. In this way, this is like one operation, subtle operation. And then what? Yeah, what is your question then? Having equal love for everybody, this is a divine quality. Having equal love for everybody. Having loveful heart for everybody is a divine quality because we are the children of God, the one who is ocean of love. That's why our nature must be loveful. Understand? Must not be isolated. Must not be like this. At least when you are walking in the gathering, just say a smile. Have a loveful relationship with everybody. But internally, your true heartly love, you just transfer to us Baba. How do I know that I am having love for Baba or not? I am having love for somebody, having attachment for somebody. If I would have attachment with somebody, my intellect will go again and again towards that place, towards that person. That must not go there. That must go towards Baba only in this confluence age. Having true love for Baba and having loveful relationship or loveful nature for everybody. Because you are a hero actor here in this one drama. Hero actor means what? Favor, giving favor to everybody. Sharing humorous nature with everybody. Understand? It does not mean that we must be isolated from everybody, from Brahmin family, from non-Brahmin family. No. With big generous heart, big heart, share love with everybody, but internal love, your true love, focus towards Baba. Get connection with Baba. Give training to your mind and intellect. You can be company of anybody, but while being in that company, you must remember Baba. Understand? This is a matter of practice. For beginner, this is a little bit hard. You know driving? You're driving car in Malaysia? Acha? Since how long? When I will be in Malaysia, you can drive me? How long you are driving car? More than 20 years. But just remember very first day when somebody was teaching you your car. I'm just showing his position. Okay, he was sitting in car. Okay, somebody was, okay, hold the steering. Okay, what is next? What is, okay, push your this accelerator. What is next? Don't turn your steering this way. Just hold it. Practice. Now he is driving car, eating sandwich, talking with the brother, watching the way. At once he is performing 5 actions. But very first, tense. Now practice. Expert. He become expert. 20 years. He is enjoying now driving. He become expert. Understand? This way, this yoga is a matter of practice. Yoga must be natural. But in the beginning, our mind intellect was wandering here and there. No control, was not any control. And now we want to control them, we want to rule them properly. That's why we need some training, we need some practice. And practice makes them perfect. Give some training, then automatically you would have ruling power and controlling power over your mind and intellect. You can be a master of your own self. You can maintain connection with Baba anytime, whenever you want. Understand? Yeah. Baba mentioned in Murli, maintain the chart of remembrance, and we're starting chart, we maintain chart for a few days, for me few months. We are, when chart is good, we are lighting, and when not good, oh, forget. I don't want to maintain that. We feel little pressure, little tension. Oh no, I don't want to tension that. In the beginning, you have to work hard anyhow on some aspects, and mainly on 2 aspects. This is my personal experience. If you would have hold on 2 aspects, first is hold on soul conscious stage and hold on spiritual intoxication, self-respect. If you would have hold on these 2 aspects, then your yoga would be natural and easy. Until you are not having hold on these 2 aspects, then you have to struggle, you have to work hard, and you may be tired sometimes. You can get fed up, whatever. That's why after coming to Baba, work sincerely, honestly, for a few months on this first aspect and second aspect. Then your yoga life would be easy life. This is my personal experience. When I came here in Madhuban in 1976, for a few months, very sincerely, I worked only soul conscious state. I was maintaining chart, hourly chart. Soul conscious state, soul conscious. I am a soul, this is a soul. I am a soul, this is a soul. Soul conscious self, soul conscious vision. And after that, few months on self-respect. Very good self-respect. And then, foundation was powerful and yoga was natural. This is a secret. Few years ago, in October, Baba delivered the Murli in front of double foreigners. Baba delivered the Murli only on self-respect. The theme of Murli was self-respect. Because that is the secret of elevated stage. When we are losing self-respect, our stage is coming down. When we are maintaining self-respect, our stage is very good. Like this zigzag, our stage is progressive like this. Now there is no time for zigzag process. You must experience constantly flying stage. And if you really would like to experience this, you must hold on this soul conscious stage and godly intoxication. You must not get influenced by any worldly things. While being in that gathering or any, you must maintain godly intoxication, spiritual intoxication. Understand? Why 8 hours? What is the significance of 8 hours? But is it really possible? Remembering Baba is 8 hours is possible? If you write chart now, throughout the day, hardly you can remember Baba 2 hours, 3 hours, hardly 4 hours. Sometimes extra attention, 4 hours. But is it really possible to experience Baba, remember Baba 8 hours or not? Is it possible? Huh? If that wouldn't be possible, Baba wouldn't say in Murli. That is the main thing. That is possible, that's why he is repeating. He is saying in Murli, speaking in Murli. Okay? Now the significance, why 8 hours? Why not less than 8 hours? Baba wants. I churn on this point a lot. And I found the reason, the secret of that. Whatever the energy we want for our self maintenance, whatever the energy, whatever the power we are receiving in 8 hours, we need that energy for our self maintenance. There would not be saving. But saving start when you are going beyond the 8 hours. Understand? I am working in the factory, I am earning $5,000. I have to pay rent and this and that. I am spending $4,500 I have to spend. How much left? Only $500. I earn $5,500 only left. Nothing. In the same way, we are, whatever the energy we are receiving in 8 hours, we need for self-maintenance. And our aim is to serve the humanity. That's why we must have more collection of powers. And that can be possible then only when we would have connection with those powerhouse Baba more than 8 hours. That is the significance. If we would have determination, that is possible. We can maintain, but it really needs a lot of determination. Okay? Clear? Yes? Come this way. Come here. Come in front. Yeah, automatically, yeah. Yeah.
And not just to
our family. No, to everybody. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if your bulb, you have bulb and bulb is connected with this powerhouse, then automatically bulb is giving, radiating light and light everywhere, and many souls can get the benefit of that light. The bulb is just giving light. Okay, you want to do the experience of this volcanic yoga for a few moments or not? But you have to wait for a while then. Huh? Can you wait for 15 minutes, 20 minutes? Who wants to do experience? Everybody? Huh, Radha? Okay, but now some souls are swinging in a swing of God, of sleep, Goddess of sleep. That's why we want to take away that Goddess of sleep away from the door of this. Huh? Okay, stand up. Okay. Okay, thank you. Just for a few moments, close your eyes. Open, keep open your third eye. थोड़ा सा कम बस ठीक है ठीक है ठीक है. Just sit with this position, second finger. Close your eyes and chant the mantra of Om with 3 times, 4 times with me, along with me. But the while chanting the mantra of Om, you should visualize very clearly the form of point of light, and the voice is coming from that soul in the form of thoughts, and that voice is spreading in this atmosphere. In this way, you just chant the mantra of Om with me 3 times, 4 times, and then you can open your eyes. Okay, join me. Start. Visualize clearly in the center of your forehead, very tiny and shining point of divine light, and chant the mantra of Om. That is a point of divine light. I am a peaceful soul. Spreading the waves of peace. Experiencing the depth of peace. I am a pure soul. Spreading the fragrance of purity all around. Experiencing blissful state. How fortunate am I? God has selected me as His instrument for establishing new world on this earth. Truly, I am very fortunate soul. My true existence in this world is just a point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and fly upwards, flying beyond this world globe, flying far and far beyond sun and moon and stars. I arrived at an angelic world. How beautiful is this world? Everywhere there is a snow white, bright, divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel. How light dress is this? How beautiful dress is this? Oh, the emperor of an angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shiv Baba, is also present in him. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the soul, become lost in the ocean of love. I, the angel, become lost in Baba's arm. Oh, my lovely child, welcome here in this angelic world. Experience any relationship with me any time and fill your heart with true godly love. Experience me sometimes as your father. Be a small child or baby. Sit in my lap, play in my lap, be an obedient and honest child, and experience true fatherly love from me. Experience me as your supreme teacher. Feel the apron of your intellect with invaluable jewels of knowledge. I am proud of my teacher. He is perfect in all respect. Oh, my sweet child, experience me as your preceptor. Experience my blessed hand on your forehead. And be, always be under the canopy. Enjoy your whole day under the canopy of preceptor. Truly I am a very fortunate soul. I am experiencing directly different relationship with God and filling my heart with true godly love. I, the soul, is living the dress of an angel and flying upward. Flying beyond the subtle world. Oh, how beautiful is this incorporeal world. It is a world of golden red divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. Oh, a beautiful, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. Is the most beautiful being in this world. I am just enjoying Baba's beauty. Baba, become the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest Baba. Baba, you are really great, Baba. You are so generous, Baba. You are so merciful, Baba. You are giving me everything which I really need, Baba. You are comforter of my heart, Baba. I really love you, Baba. You are my whole world. I feel madly in love with Baba. So then nothing and no one can separate me from Him. I experience oneness with Baba, combined with Baba. I don't know where am I. I am deeply lost. I dive down in ocean of love. Power is ocean of powers. Power is sun of knowledge. It's unlimited source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, is sitting in his company, sitting beside Baba. I am receiving the shower of powerful rays constantly on me. I am receiving and receiving and receiving tremendous powers from Sun of Knowledge. And in the fire of yoga, in the volcanic yoga, my sins are burning away. I feel very light and happy. Receiving constantly the shower of powers over me from ocean of powers, power. The battery of my soul is recharging. Energy level of soul is increasing. I'm becoming powerful and powerful. I receive lots of powers from Baba. Truly, I am feeling powerful soul as a powerful soul. These are the golden moments of my life, which I am experiencing in the wonderful company of Baba. He is my best companion. I am experiencing super sensitive joy in his company. I would like to sustain this unique and wonderful experience. I, the soul, is returning from incorporeal world towards the corporeal world. And entering in this corporeal body, sitting in the center of my forehead, on the throne of my self-respect, and experiencing self-sovereignty stage. I am Master Almighty Soul, radiating the waves of powers in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere with the spiritual power. I am only a point of divine light. This is my real consciousness, my true existence in this world.